家好，欢迎来到 American English Mosaic， 我是杨林，
我是 Kat。 杨林，赶快来说说咱们今天都要学什么呢？
没问题，今天咱们要去看看养宠物需要做什么准备。
And I'll buy all the things for the dog, like its collar and its leash.
去八卦一下同事的表白结果。
It's really true, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You got it.
学学怎么抱怨生活一成不变，还要告诉大家用美语怎么说啤酒肚和山寨。
山寨，这是什么意思？咱们要去山里旅游吗？
不是不是，等会儿你听了节目就明白了。咱们先赶快来进入第一个单元 Learn a word。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
Reap。 Reap is spelled R-E-A-P。 Reap。
Reap 动词，是收获获得的意思。白宫最近公布了美国总统奥巴马夫妇今年支付的联邦个人所得税税额，两人2011年的收入比2010年减少了$1,000,000，因为
In 2010, the president reaped greater profits from sales of his best-selling books.
2010年时，奥巴马从他的畅销书销售中赚了很多钱。美国政府对苹果公司和五个电子书发行公司提起反垄断诉讼。
Market observers say America's largest bookseller, Amazon, will reap benefit from the suit.
市场观察人士说，美国最大的书商亚马逊网站将从这场官司中渔翁得利。好的，今天我们学习的词是
reap, reap, reap。
Maybe I should write a book. Then I can reap the profit of my book sales.
要是我也写本书，是不是也能赚很多钱呀？
Yeah, but what are you going to write about? Our lives are not as exciting as Obama's.
也是。有时候我真觉得上班、下班、吃饭、睡觉，每天生活好无聊啊，一成不变的。要我说，咱们都应该放个大假，出去旅游。
I love traveling. We should definitely start by planning something this weekend.那你刚才说到一成不变，在今天的 Popular American 里就说到了这个词儿，咱们一起来听一听。
各位听众，现在播送流行美语。 Larry 和李华星期六晚上待在家里觉得有些无聊，他们会用到两个常用语 Stuck in a rut 和 Someone's cup of tea。
Larry, 好无聊哎！你说我们干点什么好呢？
Oh yeah, that's nice, 李华。
什么好好好 ？Larry, 你又在打电脑游戏啦？哎呦，不要玩了啦
！Hey, I was about to clear that level.
你每天晚上除了玩线上游戏，就什么都不干了。我们都不能出去转一转，找点好玩的事情做吗？
You're right, 李华。We haven't really done anything new recently.I guess we've been stuck in a rut.
In a rut? 那是什么意思啊?
Being stuck in a rut means to be stuck in a boring routine.
To be stuck in a rut, 就是生活一成不变。那这个 rut 是什么意思啊?
A rut is what happens when a wheel rolls over the same place over and over again. Eventually, the wheel will dig a line or a rut in the ground.
我明白了。Rut 就是车轮不断压过同一个地方以后留下来的痕迹。我想这大概就是比喻一成不变的常规吧。Larry, 我们最近啊的确有点 stuck in a rut, 感觉啊有点平淡无味。你说这是怎么回事呢？
I'm not sure, 李华, but we've been together for over a year now. It's relatively normal for couples to find themselves stuck in a rut after being together for a while.
你觉得是因为我们在一起时间不算短了，所以生活就变得平平淡淡了？我觉得根本不是这样哎。We're stuck in a rut because of that stupid computer game. 都要怪你，天天打那个什么线上游戏，都不陪我。
I'll admit I like to play my games, but you remember what happened last weekend, right?
上个周末，怎么啦？
I wanted to take you out for a nice dinner, but you said you were too tired.We ended up staying home and watching TV all night.
还说请我吃顿好的。Larry, 你每次请我吃饭都是汉堡和薯条，连吃饭内容都一成不变。难怪我们会 stuck in a rut.
We need to find some new things to do that we both like. Otherwise, we might be stuck in this rut forever.
可不是吗？哎，我们好久没有去打网球啦，不如去打两场吧。
Aw, you know tennis isn't my cup of tea, Li Hua. And besides, it's been so hot out lately.
Your cup of tea? 打网球还要喝茶？哎，你不怕热啊？
I would drink water, of course. I said playing tennis is not my cup of tea. In other words, I don't really enjoy tennis.
Oh, 你说 playing tennis is not your cup of tea. 意思就是说你不喜欢打网球。那你的 cup of tea 到底是什么啊？
I like swimming. How about we start going to the pool? It's always refreshing to take a dip in the pool on a hot day.
啊，去游泳啊？可是游泳不是我的 cup of tea, 我怕晒黑耶。Oh, I know. Why don't you take me to the ballet? 我们去看芭蕾舞表演吧。
The ballet? That's not my cup of tea either. I never understood what was going on. It just looks like a bunch of people jumping around on stage, if you ask me.
哼，你这个人啊，一点都不浪漫。
Being romantic was never my cup of tea, Li Hua.Remember when I sent you flowers for your birthday?
记得，我生日的时候你送玫瑰花给我，结果我花粉过敏，打了一天的喷嚏。
Yeah, see? No wonder we're in a rut. I'm horrible at being romantic, and we can never agree on anything new to do. Tell you what, let me think about it some more while I finish this last boss in my video game.
不行，你别想溜。Get us out of this rut, Larry.要不啊，你就别想再玩电脑了。哎，什么啊？你在想什么坏主意
？You want us to do something together, right? Our group could use another warrior.
啊，你想让我和你一起打线上游戏？我可不会。You know video games are not my cup of tea.
Well, I guess I'll go make myself a real cup of tea and go stare out the window for fun.
各位听众，今天李华从 Larry 那儿学到了两个常用语，一个是 to be stuck in a rut， 表示枯燥一成不变；另一个是 someone's cup of tea， 意思是某人有兴趣干的事儿。这次流行美语播送完了，下次再见。
Whenever I feel like I'm stuck in a rut, I take a long vacation and go traveling for a while.
我也很喜欢旅行 Traveling is my cup of tea as well. 不过也得看去哪儿。上次我去了一个专门酿造啤酒的小镇，可是啊，我不爱喝酒，所以大家都觉得特别好玩，我却觉得一般。
I love beer, but drinking too much beer can make you fat.
That's true. 在今天的美语怎么说里，我们就要来看看啤酒肚用美语怎么说。
美语怎么说
How to say it in American English.
当你在北京学汉语，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是 Jimmy 要问的啤酒肚。
Jimmy, 天真热 Let's go drink some cold beer.
啊，冰啤酒啊？我女朋友不让。
Why?
她说我有啤酒肚。But look at my belly.Is it really that bad?
I have to say she has a point. You've got a beer belly for sure.
Beer belly? Beer, 啤酒,加上 belly, 肚子。Beer belly, 啤酒肚,这个词真好记。
Yeah, it's easy to remember.
那不说 beer belly 还有其他的说法吗?
Let's see. You can call it a keg. K-E-G, keg. A keg is a barrel to store beer.
Keg 是啤酒桶，你是说我这肚子活生生就是一啤酒桶
？Don't worry, you can go from keg to six-pack abs if you exercise and eat healthy.
Six-pack abs， 我知道 ，abs abs 指腹肌。Six-pack 不是半打啤酒吗
？Six-pack abs are the muscles at your midsection. 一边三块，一共六块。
哦，我明白了。Six-pack abs 就是六块腹肌。天哪，从啤酒肚变成六块肌得做多少仰卧起坐啊？
I know it's hard, but a lot of people say sit-ups really help them lose their beer bellies. You want your girl to be happy, right?
好，为女朋友高兴，我这就回家做 sit-ups, 仰卧起坐。
Enjoy your workout, but first tell me what you've learned today.
第一，啤酒肚叫 beer belly 或者 keg。第二，六块腹肌叫 six-pack abs。第三，仰卧起坐叫 sit up, S-I-T, sit, U-P, up, sit up.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny, 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
原来啤酒肚就是 beer belly。Yeah, I agree. Men with beer bellies are really unattractive.
Actually, I have a great quick solution for those guys with beer bellies. Get a dog. Then you'll need to take it for walks at least twice a day, and it will force you to be active.
确实是这样。我妈妈最近也在考虑要不要养一只小狗，让生活方式更健康一些。哎，说起这个，今天的美语三级跳里就要来讨论养宠物的事儿，咱们赶快来听一听。
美语三级跳，各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目宠物单元的初级课程。Tom 和 Mindy 刚刚搬进新家，他们打算养只宠物，可是 Tom 喜欢狗， Mindy 喜欢猫，两人一时决定不了到底要养什么。
Say Winnie, are you a dog person or a cat person?
老实说养猫养狗太费事了，我都不喜欢。
I love this new house, Mindy. I can't wait until we get a dog.
A dog? I don't like dogs. We're going to get a cat, Tom.
Cats are so boring. You can't even teach them any tricks.
Dogs are worse. They're barking all the time.
Mindy 说她不喜欢狗是因为狗太吵，总是 bark 叫唤。哎，对了 ，Professor Bowman。中国人说狗汪汪的叫，那美国人怎么说狗叫呢？
In America, people say ruff ruff.
还真是挺像的耶。Tom 说养狗好，因为狗能够学 tricks, 把戏和本领，能够逗主人开心。
That's right. Winnie, there is an English expression about dogs and tricks, and it goes like this. You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
我知道， you can't teach an old dog new tricks.表面的意思是这老狗学不了新把戏，其实啊就是指积习难改，固守成规的人是很难接受新鲜事物的。
Mindy, dogs are much more loyal than cats.
Maybe, but dogs are a lot more work. You have to take them for a walk every day, and sometimes they bite.
Don't worry, we'll get a nice one. Dogs are man's best friend.
Well, if we get a dog, you are going to need a friend because I'll be really mad.
So, Winnie, why does Tom think dogs are better than cats?
他觉得狗比猫更 loyal, 更忠诚。不过啊 ,Mindy 觉得养狗太麻烦了，每天都要出门遛狗，弄不好啊，狗还会 bite, 会咬人呢。
That's right. Have you ever heard the phrase, his bark is worse than his bite? Well, it means someone is not as bad as he sounds.For example, the teacher said he would give the student bad grades for not doing her homework. But his bark was worse than his bite, and he didn't actually do it.
Oh, 老师虽然口头上说要惩罚不完成作业的同学，可是啊，却没有真的那么做。所以 his bark is worse than his bite, 就是指刀子嘴豆腐心。虽然啊，说了狠话，但是不会真的去做的。
Tom, why don't we get one cat and one dog?
Oh no, we can't do that. They won't get along at all, so we have to choose one or the other.
That's true. Cats and dogs are always fighting.
Come on, let's go to the pound right now and adopt a dog.
Winnie, why does Tom say they can't get one dog and one cat?
他说猫和狗不能够和睦相处，到一块儿就打呢。
Yes, if two people are always arguing...You can say that they fight like cats and dogs.
Oh, 原来形容两个总是吵架的人的时候，也可以说他们
fight like cats and dogs. 真有意思哎！不过啊 ，Tom 是铁了心要养狗，他提出啊，马上就去 Pound 动物收养所去 adopt a dog 领养一只狗。
Mindy, if we get a dog, I promise I will do all the work.
You promise to walk the dog and feed it every day?
Yes, and I'll buy all the things for the dog, like its collar and its leash.
Well, all right. We can get a dog, but if it doesn't behave, I'm going to keep it on a short leash.
Tom 保证承包养狗的所有工作，包括喂食和遛狗，还说啊，会买遛狗用的 leash。皮绳和 collar 项圈，可是 Mindy 说 she's going to keep the dog on a short leash， 这是什么意思呢
？It means to maintain close control over someone's activities.
Keep someone on a short leash 就好比用皮绳紧紧地牵着狗，也就是说啊，要密切控制某人的一举一动。我看呐、啊，如果 Tom 领来的狗狗不听话，这 Mindy 也会 keep Tom on a short leash.
Let's listen next time to find out.
原来 Tom 认为狗可以 do tricks 做把戏，而且 dogs are more loyal 更忠诚。现在就想 go to the pound and adopt a dog 去动物收养所领养一只狗。
Well, things like this can lead to real fights between couples.Tom and Mindy should sit down and talk about how important pets are to them.
That's true. 好啦，宠物话题咱们先告一段落，在下面的 business etiquette 里 Dan 终于要鼓起勇气约 Julie 出去了。
Did Julie say yes? Let's listen and find out.
礼节美语
Dan 偷偷喜欢女同事 Julie. King 给她打气，鼓励她去约 Julie 出去。Dan went,
So what should I say?
Tell the truth. Say, Hi, Julie. I was wondering if you'd be interested in going out this Saturday. I know a great sushi place.
Just like that? Don't you think I'll scare her?
Both you and Julie are what? You're both adults. And that's the way adults communicate with each other. If you're worried about being too direct, you could make it a group event and invite her along.
The whole process just seems so scary.
You know what's really scary? The idea that two people might be perfect for each other, but they're too afraid to talk to each other. Now that's a frightening thought. What a waste.
That's a good point.
King 建议 Dan 直接了当约 Julie 出去吃饭，但是如果 Dan 不想过于直接的话，可以
make it a group event and invite her along.
组织一次集体活动，邀请 Julie 一起去。King 还鼓励 Dan 说，如果两人原本珠联璧合
，perfect for each other，
但却因为彼此不敢主动去跟对方搭讪而擦肩而过，那才是最可怕的。
What a waste！
那就太可惜了。King 接着说
，What's the worst thing that could happen？
She rejects me，
and is that so bad？
No, I guess not. How did you meet your wife anyway？
I walked up to her on a subway car and said, Hi, I'm King. What's your name? 3 years later, we were married.
Wow. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to ask her out.
Well, here's your chance. She started walking this way. Go for it.
如果 Dan 约 Julie 出去，最糟糕的结果也不过就是遭到拒绝。King 现身说法，说当年他就是在地铁上遇到自己太太的。他走上去自我介绍。三年后，两人就结婚了。Dan 终于鼓起勇气，决定要去约朱莉出去。正说着，朱莉走过来了。Here is his chance. 他的机会来了。我们一起听听 Dan 是怎么说的。
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Say, a couple of us are thinking about having dinner and maybe going to a karaoke bar this Saturday night. Are you free to join us?
Sure, I'd love to.What time should I meet you?
How about 7:30?
Great. I'll see you then. Have a nice day, Dan. Bye.
You too. See you on Saturday.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it?
That was amazing. I'm totally on cloud nine right now. Thanks, dude.
No problem. And I hope it works out for the two of you.
It's really true. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
You got it.
Dan 跟 Julie 说，办公室几个人星期六晚上打算一起出去吃饭。 吃完饭呢就去唱卡拉 OK， 问 Julie 想不想一起去。Julie 欣然接受。Dan 说
I'm totally on cloud nine.
我实在是太高兴了。King 说
I hope it works out for the two of you.
意思是祝 Dan 和 Julie 好运，能交往愉快。
See, being straightforward is the best way to approach girls. Dan 成功约到 Julie 了。
I agree. Two people might be perfect for each other, but if they're too afraid to express their feelings, they'll never get together, and that's really sad.
It's okay, it's okay, Kat. 其实有时候吧，要是不好意思说，你也可以送个东西嘛。
But what if you're short on money?
You don't need expensive things. 随便什么都行，不然买个山寨的，我觉得也没什么。重要是表达心意嘛。
I don't know about that. But since you mentioned 山寨, let's talk about how to say this in American English.
美语怎么说?
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学中文。他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是鱼苗要问的山寨。
哎 ，Jessica， 你看我这块手表怎么样啊
？LV 的 ，Nice。Did you win the lottery？
中彩票，我哪有那么好的运气？这表啊是山寨的。
那、What do you mean？
山寨就是not a real LV, a fake one.
Oh, I see. The watch is a knockoff. K-N-O-C-K-O-F-F. Knockoff.
Oh, 原来山寨版的假名牌就是 knockoff.
Right. 朋友都告诉我 Xiu Shui Market is the place to go for designer knockoffs.
没错，好多人啊都特爱去秀水买假名牌。对了，我戴上这假 LV， 我觉得自己特有明星范儿，别人也都说我是山寨版的章子怡，那我就是 knock off 章子怡喽。
No, in that case, you say you're a 章子怡 lookalike.
Lookalike, look 后面跟 alike 就是山寨明星脸。Oh, Jessica, 我早就想告诉你 ，You're a Lady Gaga lookalike.
Thanks, I'm flattered.
对了，待会儿啊，我要去看话剧，叫做《阿凡提达》。
阿凡达 ？Avatar the movie？
不是，这个话剧要模仿 Avatar， 搞笑的，是山寨版的阿凡达。
Oh, you mean a spoof. That means you will imitate the movie's style, but in a humorous or sarcastic way.
原来这种有点恶搞的山寨版艺术作品叫 spoof。
That's right.S-P-O-O-F, spoof.
我来总结一下啊，山寨版的假名牌是 knock off， 山寨明星脸是 look alike， 山寨的艺术作品是 spoof。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
原来山寨叫 knock off， 听我表姐说，现在北京大街上人人都背山寨的 LV， LV knock offs are everywhere on the street。
我就不明白为什么要跟别人背一样的。I'd rather have something that's unique and one of a kind.
We are unique and one of a kind. 好的，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你对我们的节目有什么建议，或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语 @voanews.com.
Also, let us know what you think of the show, like how much you love me and how much you hate Youngling.
Hey!
Oh! Remember to tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
哟，怎么了，老同学？
要考试，我背单词背的头都大了，就是没进步。
光靠死记硬背可不行。最近美国之音刚开播的美语训练班，每次25分钟，内容丰富，形式活泼，不知不觉英语就提高了。
真的？什么时候播出？
每星期天下午5:05到5:30播出，星期二和星期五同一时间重播。
那我要是错过了呢？
上网呗，除了美国之音自己的网站，还有3w.usa101.cn， 赶快去听吧。
Thank you.